One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Presents Under Siege this Friday here in the UK. You can watch on TNA Plus, DAZN, and on YouTube Insiders. It features the in-ring return of my guest at this time, the man who just the other weekend very much broke the wrestling internet with his surprise appearance at TNA Rebellion. I'm joined by Matt Hardy. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting here in the iconic and fabled Hardy compound, having a great day. I'm in my wife, Queen Rebecca's streaming room. But yeah, having a great day, man, and having a lot of fun being back at TNA.
You shocked the world with your arrival at TNA Rebellion. How did it feel stepping back into the TNA ring?
It was fun, and it was great to be back in TNA as Broken Matt. I did a very small thing as Big Money Matt with AEW, in association with AEW, back in 2021 when they were working together some. But just to return as Broken Matt, to get a hell of an ovation from that crowd as I come out and hit Moose, the mammoth known as Moose, with a very fitting twist of fate, it was great, man. And I worked really hard that day to keep kayfabe real in 2024, even trying to get through the airport. Whenever I got to that room at the building that day, I didn't walk out. I didn't want anybody to see me. I didn't want anybody to text anybody on the internet, because if one text gets out, then information is out all over the internet. So I was very happy we were able to pull off that surprise like we did.
And you know what? It came buttock clenchingly close, didn't it? Because I know you said on the Extreme Life this week that as you were getting off the plane and you were on the runway, people went, "Oh, it's Matt Hardy! Can we have a picture?"
Yeah, it was, because it's funny, and my wife almost cut a promo on me because of it, right? Like, literally, I had taken a hoodie where it was Vegas. I knew I wasn't going to need one, but like as soon as I step off the jetway and I'm starting to put my hoodie on, there's a small group of people there. They're just like, "Matt Hardy, Hardy Boys, we love the TLC. Oh, hey, can we take a photo?" And I was like, If this is the undoing of this surprise, I am going to be really hot with myself that I didn't just take the time and like put the hoodie on the plane before I got off. But fortunately, they were just they were there. They were very casual fans, and they weren't even aware I was in Vegas to wrestle, fortunately.
It comes at such an interesting time for you, because obviously you've just left AEW, and there's been a lot of conversations that you have had with AEW, with WWE. But what was it that brought you to TNA specifically at this point in the life of Matt Hardy?
TNA was open to me coming and doing X amount of dates without committing to anything long-term. And that actually is kind of the weight of my heart. You know, so who knows? This could turn into something much longer. This could turn into something much bigger. But yeah, the crew at TNA right now has been great from top to bottom. They really rolled out the red carpet for me this week. They treated me like $1 billion. And I love that. So yeah, that is the why. I was able to go out there and we were able to figure out kind of a game plan to be able to work for a certain amount of time. And then we'll still talk as this time elapses.
You departed TNA in 2017 after you did some broken brilliance with Matt Hardy and really found yourself and galvanized yourself there. But the circumstances in which you left, obviously they were very much spoken about in terms of the rights to who owns what, and it got a bit messy. Has it felt good to clear the air and get properly back into TNA now?
Yeah, it has. And that air was cleared a long time ago. And once again, it was really nothing to do with Anthem. Anthem has done a great job. I love the fact that they've been so good, and they have had so much faith and confidence in TNA, and they've continued to move them forward. And they have really turned TNA like Bound for Glory last year. A lot of people were buzzing about TNA. They did a great job rebranding back to TNA and whatnot. So, you know, kudos to Anthem for that. But, you know, during this time, Jeff Jarrett was kind of in, he was handling some issues. He was in a darker place in his life. And that's kind of where the fallout happened. It wasn't even an Anthem thing. Later, after I had started doing Woken Matt Hardy, I actually was in Toronto and sat down with Ed Nordam at one point. We had a nice dinner, we talked, and everything was smoothed over and worked out, and everything was good, and everything will be good going forward. And even Jeff Jarrett too, like, we're all good now. He's in such a great place in his life. And it's one of those things too, man. I've always been a huge advocate of this. Like, life is too short to like harbor hate or have these negative emotions, you know. And it's just that stuff is harder on you than it is on anybody else.
Before you arrived in TNA, obviously you set tongues wagging because over in WWE, they are teasing what appears to be the continuation of the work that Bray Wyatt did, something that you're very intrinsically woven into as well. If the stars aligned and there was a WWE return nearby, could you see yourself in the mix with a story like that? Because certainly the way that you treated it on Twitter suggested that that was the case.
I mean, yeah, it's just, I just have such a storied history with the Wyndham Rotunda, Bray Wyatt, you know, that I am obviously going to be in consideration for that, you know. So, you know, it's pro wrestling and you never say never. You know, I do know TNA, it was very appealing because, you know, they offered like a few dates. We come to this thing, and that is what made me ultimately make the decision to go with them. And I love what they're doing now. And it's going to be interesting to see how these next few weeks go. Like, I'm very excited about this event. I'm having my first match at Under Siege, which is going to be going down this week. And it's going to be myself, the Ball of Speed, Mike Bailey, and Trent the Seventh. That is what I have renamed them now. They're part of House Hardy. They're part of the Broken Universe. And we're going to be taking on the system, which is Moose, Brian Myers, and Eddie Edwards. And I'm very excited that is my first match back at TNA.
Now, when you talk about these big multi-man matches and these Matt Hardy matches in TNA, obviously the work that you did that was, I think, years before its time when it came to creating the deletion series of matches. I mean, people want to know, can we expect to see some of that creative brilliance coming out during this run in TNA?
That would not surprise me at all. I mean, the Hardy compound is in the conversation.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear. It's what we like to hear. There's another member of the Hardy family who I've heard is ready to get back in a TNA ring. Let's talk about Rebby.
It's funny. Like, so finally she's gone over a year and a half without being pregnant. You know, after we had
well
four
done,
kids,
sir.
You know, well, it's not
for the ones who are trying, right?
Yeah, right. So, but it is what it is. You know, we have four beautiful kids, and right now they're 8, 6, 4, and then we finally had a girl, which is what we always wanted. So we have that, and now the girl's half-assed over. You know, the gothic baby. People love the gothic baby everywhere, and Rebby had said that, like, yeah, she said, I'm very open to coming back and doing something, especially with the fact that Eddie Edwards' wife is in his corner. Like, she thinks that's the perfect setup. So, hey, never say never. You might see Broken Matt and Queen Rebecca team up.
We saw King Maxwell break his Twitter silence for the first time in a year, just the other day as well. And to answer the question that King Maxwell posted, yes, I do feel old because I remember watching a baby King Maxwell getting his first pinfall victory. It seems like an obvious question, but is King Maxwell destined to get into his dad's business as well?
It wouldn't surprise me. It's so funny. He is so he follows what I do. I get up in the morning, I work out. I'm really into like these cold plunges, ice baths now. I've been doing them very regularly, and he like wants to do those as much as he possibly can with me. He eats healthier. We've started riding bikes now. Like we'll ride for a mile or 2 miles. He's all into it. He's very much this health advocate, but he loves to go in the ring, and he'll do a swanton off the top. He'll do leg drops. He'll do a flip into a leg drop. He's got all these moves that he'll already do onto a pad right now, but he is, he has the wrestling bug, and that would not surprise me at all. Like actually all the boys, I think Bartholomew, who is my 4-year-old, he is going to be the most vicious. He's going to be like a monster when it comes to the ring, like mow people down, because I think he was the youngest of two brothers and he wants to be on the same level as those guys. So yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if all three of them do. I kept joking how WWE had that like every 15 manias, right? At 10, they had Brett and Owen. And then at 25, it was me and Jeff. And then at 40, it was Jimmy and Jay. I'm pretty sure at 55, it's going to either be Maxwell and Barty or Maxwell and Whoopi. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure who's getting booked yet. But
It's either that or I genuinely believe you're just building a Survivor Series team. I think
yeah, maybe.
That seems kind of like the way it might be going. Obviously, your brother Jeff always comes up in a conversation like this. He's with AEW for now. Yep. Both you and Jeff, as you've confirmed recently on your podcast, were both offered new deals. And you've said, like, whilst you will you'll make magic as Matt Hardy, whatever version that you do it in. But you said, quote, you're best when you're together. Is there a particular moment from the time of you and your brother Jeff that you particularly hold in high esteem?
I mean, we just rose to fame, and we were able to gain notoriety from teaming together as the Hardy Boys. You know, just because there's so many people that we're embedded in the culture of so many people, and it's crazy. People that had like said these are two guys that are more like normal guys. You know, as my wife would say, a Hebrew, you know, like this country redneck guy from the middle of nowhere in Podunk, Cameron, North Carolina. And there were so many people like, well, if those guys can make it, then I can too. And then we started wearing these kickwear pants, and we had the tight shirts, and it was a different look. And it was just so crazy how that became like a big trend amongst all of indie wrestling. I say like, I'm proud of it. And also I'm sorry, because like everybody started doing it to all promotions across the planet. But like, in rap songs, we are referenced all the time, you know, in different SoundCloud artists and whatnot. Hardy Boys, like Matt Hardy, that song by Trippy Red. It's wild. So when we are together, we are at our best. Jeff has insane popularity. He is historically one of the most popular characters in all professional wrestling. I've always been popular. But when you put us together, that's when we truly make magic happen. At WrestleCon this year, we were there signing, and we were supposed to have 5-hour windows each day on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We had to sign at a minimum of 7 hours to get through our lines every single day, which was crazy. And to think that we've been doing this for 32 years, you know, we've been on TV since, you know, full time since like 1998, which is 26 years. And we still have people that are willing to come see us and wait in line that long. It's super humbling, and I'm just super grateful for it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It's a testament to the career that you've had. I'm talking to you today. I've come home to visit my mum and dad, and in the attic space up there, I'm pretty sure there are 3 Matt Hardy figures.
Okay. All right.
That are waiting for you. So it shows the impact that you've had for the longest of times. But what you have done is that you've continued to reinvent yourself, particularly in TNA, where we've seen Money Matt Hardy, we've seen Broken Matt Hardy. Are there any Matt Hardy iterations that didn't quite get off the cutting room floor?
I'm sure there has been. There hasn't anything that has been such a standout that I would really probably delve into. But one thing that I do want to talk about at Generations, and I feel like this time, even being Broken Matt, we have to move it forward. We have to evolve the character. We have to adapt to what we're doing. I'm going to make it very clear in this run in TNA, and we're probably going to shoot a vignette here in the next couple of days, my wife and I, that Matt Hardy of the Hardy Boys, me, the guy sitting here talking to you, talking normal without a strange accent, him and Broken Matt are one in the same. It's almost like a Bruce Banner, Incredible Hulk type deal. And I think we're going to make that a lot more transparent. And I think that is going to add a lot of nice layers to storytelling going forward. Like, be careful. If you force me, if you push me to reach my breaking point, you won't like me. You know, I mean, I think there's some interesting stuff we can do there.
You wouldn't like me when I'm broken.
Yeah, right, exactly. You hear that, Moose? I hope you're listening, Moose.
I definitely want to bring this up because you're talking with us here on Cultaholic, which a lot of the people from Cultaholic came from what culture? Including right. My colleague, Jack the Jobber.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like Jack the Jobber, yeah.
Yeah, there was a famous moment where you very much liked chewing his ear off during WCPW Delete.
Yeah, man, I had a taste of Jack the Giant.
how was that coming over to the UK and just seeing how truly powerful the Matt Hardy brand was here in the UK?
It was fun. I had a blast. That was besides just doing those shows, I was also doing ITR with Kenny. And it was great. Just those sit down and talk, and that almost was kind of like laying the groundwork for what my podcast would ultimately end up being too, kind of like giving your take on wrestling and telling stories and whatnot. But dude, I've always loved coming to the UK. That's, one of my first international experiences, even growing up here. I remember two of the coolest things that I could remember, coolest and in some ways crazy, coming from North Carolina. One of the first loops that we did in 1998 after we started full time was a Madison Square Garden loop, right? And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. We're like going to Madison Square Garden, which is like the mecca of wrestling. But when we drove through the Lincoln Tunnel, I was driving too, and I'm used to driving in the country here in North Carolina. Once we got into Manhattan, I'm like, what is going on here? This is insane. Like people, if you don't slam on the brakes, people are going to hit you. The cabs are going crazy, whatever. It was very shocking, very overwhelming. The second one was the first time we took an international trip with WWE. When I was there, it was to the UK. And I was like, man, this is so cool. Like you've seen it on TV, but like, it's real. You come here, you visit, you do this. And like, people are actually excited to see us because they see us on TV here. And it's always, the UK has always held a very special place in my heart just because of that.
And we have a special place in our heart for Matt Hardy as well. And Jack the Jobber, who has a special place in his ear.
His taste is delightful.
I was going to ask if there was anything you'd like to say to Jack the Jobber. He will be hearing this. I think because it's been something like maybe 6 or 7 years since you chewed his ear off, quite literally. Is there anything you'd like to say to our boy Jack the Jobber today, Matt?
I would. I would tell him to make sure, in case he ever needs a blood donation, go make sure you know where that blood is, because he has a very rare blood type. I could tell by tasting it.
I'll pass that on to him. Matt, before we let you go, obviously your TNA run is only just beginning once again, and you're teaming with Mike Bailey and Trent Seven to face the system. Is there other things outside of gold and glory that you would like to accomplish from your time in TNA?
Yeah, I mean, anytime I am anywhere now, you know, besides like the obvious goals of becoming a champion or winning key and crucial matchups, my goal is to also give back to the younger talent and help do what I can, because I've been blessed and gifted with so much great television time over the years, and like people know who I am pretty far across the planet, which is pretty cool. If I can do anything to give some sort of star power rub to a younger guy and help them out, or if I can teach them things that might help them navigate themselves better in this crazy industry known as pro wrestling, that is something that is definitely very important to me. And that is something what I want to do. I want to give back, because there were a lot of people when we were coming up that didn't really give back to the younger talent. So I want to be the antithesis of that. I want to actually give back and make sure to help the younger talent.
And we're excited to watch you do that. You can check out Impact on TNA Plus, DAZN, and YouTube Insiders here in the UK. And at Under Siege, Matt Hardy will join up with Speedball Bailey. We'll join up with Trent Seven to face the system as broken Matt Hardy returns to TNA. Matt, thank you for joining us on Cultaholic. We are excited to see what creative wildness you have up your sleeve for your TNA run next.
Thank you very much. And I do just want to say before we leave is that Broken Matt has now coined them special names where they are part of the Broken Universe.
Okay.
Speedball Mike Bailey shall now be known as the Ball of Speed Mike Bailey. And Trent Seven shall be known as Trent the Seventh. And now they are honorary members of Haas Hardy for Under Siege. Yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.